Last summer, Corinne Lehman thought her daughter Morgan had a bad case of the flu. Then one day, 8-year-old Morgan was eating a peanut butter sandwich when she went into a seizure.
She could not hear. She did not respond. She also had seemingly no control of her limbs, where her arms would just raise for no apparent reason and almost like float above her, and I'd bring her hand down and it would just once again go up again.
Lehman rushed to the hospital in La Crosse, and 10 minutes after they arrived, Morgan stopped breathing. She had encephalitis, or swelling of the brain. She was on a respirator for 5 hours and in the hospital for 5 days before her body fought off the infection. Morgan got the virus that caused the infection from a treehole mosquito. Usually, doctors say, adults can fight off the virus, but in Minnesota, 4 or 5 children become sick from it each year. Houston County Public Health Director Linda Sorensen says the symptoms can be long-lasting.
You don't want to see your children starting off with neurological deficits, whether it's speech problems, developmental delays, can be in gait and coordination problems, because if you think about the parts of your brain that are damaged by that swelling, it would be similar to what a stroke patient would go through with the swelling in the brain from the bleeding in the brain.
There is no cure for encephalitis. Sorensen says the best way to fight it is to reduce the population of treehole mosquitoes. Dave Geske chases these mosquitoes for a living with the La Crosse County Health Department. He says treehole mosquitoes were not prolific breeders until humans gave them an edge.
Treeholes just aren't very efficient habitat. The natural habitat's not very efficient. So in nature, we don't find in real large numbers of this species. But what's happened is man's come along and provided better habitat for it, particularly with unrimmed tires. We'll find it breeding in tin cans and buckets and any number of containers that are left outside. But unrimmed tires are just an ideal incubator for this species.
While scientists did once find some treehole mosquitoes breeding in the ear of a G.I. Joe doll left outside in a cool spot, Geske says tires have provided the habitat for 80% of the recorded cases of encephalitis. So Houston County officials secured a nearly $25,000 grant from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to clean up old tires dumped in ditches or abandoned on people's property.
Everything here just loaded now.
Houston County Solid Waste Administrator Rick Frank is supervising a sentence-to-serve crew loading a pile of dirty, worn, and cracked tires into the back of a semi-trailer. Green, brackish water sloshes out of the tires as the crew holds them up for the forklift operator. The tires are picked up like rings on a stick and dumped into the trailer. The county used the MPCA grant to purchase equipment that allowed them to lift tires out of remote ravines. In one spot, they found almost 400 tires. County residents can bring up to 4 tires at a time to the recycling center for free. Frank says the fee for additional tires will be waived through June.
Farmers in the past had used these for holding down tarps on top of these pit silos, and there is a few of these tarp or pit silos out there yet that are being used, which is fine as long as the tires don't hold water. That's the big problem. We have a lot of farmers or livestock producers that no longer use these pits anymore for handling their silage, so they've been just kind of laying there.
23 people are on a waiting list who have large numbers of tires to discard. Rick Frank hopes to ship off 10 to 15,000 tires in the next 4 weeks. The county also sends out surveillance teams looking for abandoned tires, and after the tire amnesty ends in June, the county will send out crews to pick them up and send the property owner a bill. I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio.